Scoop. True stories that have made headlines.
Because Goldwater Omo cleans best, it makes the day easier for a lot of women. Mrs. Scher of Seapoint told us how Omo helped her daughter during the holidays.
I saw there was no hot water in the bungalow. And I said, Diane, what are you doing about Kim's thing? She said, oh, I soak it every night in cold water Omo. And I saw it the next morning. She just hung it on the line. His towels, his blankets, his suits, socks, the lot.
And they were clean?
Yes, they were clean. Even the dirty nappies. Beautifully clean.
Omo cleans best.
Do you earn over 200 rand a month? Then if you don't have a Barclays National check account, you're probably wasting money. Running a checkbook costs a lot less than your time is worth from now on. Ask your nearest Barclays bank manager. Barclays National Bank. People call us the professionals. People like you.
We present Assault on Rommel, the story of the commando raid on Beda Latoria in 1941. Sergeant Terry?
Yes, sir. Why, it's Colonel Laycock. Well, fancy seeing you, sir. Oh, it's been a long time.
Yes, nearly a year. You're still with the commandos?
I wouldn't be with anyone else, sir.
No, I didn't think you would. Well, I mustn't keep you. You're catching a train.
Oh, no, not for a while, sir. Always get to a station early. I'm going back to dear old Scotland, to Achnacurry. I'm instructing for a while. And you, sir? They say you're in charge of the Special Service Brigade.
I am, and enjoying it.
Oh, I'm glad. I see they gave Colonel Keyes the VC.
Yes. Britain gave him the VC, and the Germans gave him a military funeral.
Yes, he deserved it, sir.
He did indeed. He was a worthy son of his father, Admiral Sir Roger Keyes.
Mm. And Captain Campbell? I suppose he was captured.
Yes. Unfortunately, he's a POW.
Oh, that's bad luck. I hope the Germans put his leg right.
I'm afraid they had to amputate. Oh. However, he's a courageous soldier. He makes light of it.
Just think. Next month, it'll be November. Then it will be a year since we went to Beda Latoria.
Doesn't seem like it, does it, Sergeant?
No, sir.
I remember how it all began. Well, gentlemen, these are our orders. To capture, or if necessary, kill the Desert Fox.
Rommel. We're going after Rommel himself, sir.
Exactly, Captain Campbell. We're going after Rommel. Well, please smoke if you want to, gentlemen. We've got a lot to discuss.
Thanks, sir.
Our information, which was sent to 8th Army HQ, comes from intelligence. They say they're pretty sure that Rommel's HQ is a house at Beda Latoria, about 25 miles from the coast, between Tobruk and Benghazi. You realize what it'll mean if the operation is a success.
It could change the whole course of the war, sir.
Yes, Colonel Keyes. In Rommel, the Germans have a first-class commander, who must, if possible, be got rid of.
Has it been decided who'll command the operation, sir?
No, only that I shall be in overall command.
Then I'd like permission to lead the actual assault on HQ, sir.
Thank you, Keyes.
How many of us are to go, sir?
6 officers and 53 other ranks.
Right.
However, there's one thing you must know, and that's why I've called you all together today. This raid will be no picnic. Indeed, it could be dangerous enough to mean death for the assault party. Not only that, even if the raid's a success, the chances of the force being evacuated after the operation are very slender indeed. Now, under the circumstances, I wouldn't hold it against any of you if you felt you wanted to pull out now.
I'm sure that we all are aware of the danger, sir. I, for one, wouldn't dream of pulling out.
Oh, no, sir. Of course not.
Oh, thank you, gentlemen.
When does the assault take place, Colonel Laycock?
At midnight on November the 17th. The operation's been planned to coincide with the opening of General Auchinleck's offensive to relieve Tobruk, and will involve our landing quite a considerable distance behind the enemy lines. The force is to sail from Alexandria in the submarines Torbay and Talisman a week beforehand, and will be landed at Hammer on the night of November the 13th. Have you any questions so far?
Will there be any contact with people ashore, sir?
Yes. Captain Hazelden of the Intelligence Corps will have been dropped in the district by the Desert Reconnaissance Corps. Now, he's an intrepid officer who is thoroughly at home in Arab costume. As our one-man reception committee, it'll be up to him to signal us ashore when the coast is clear. Now, once we're on land, the forces will be divided into three groups. I shall take command of the main force, which will form a bridgehead, while Colonel Keyes leads the attack on Rommel's headquarters. The third detachment under, under you, Lieutenant Cook, will cut telephone and telegraph wires to the German HQ. The exact spot for this operation will be at the crossroads south of Cyrene. Now then, if you look at this map, I'll show you how the operation's going to work. Now, this is where we land, and then from here, we'll move inland this way.
Sergeant Terry.
Oh, that was the near one, sir.
Yeah.
Nearly swamped us. Oh, why do we have to pick a night like this?
Oh, keep paddling or we'll never get ashore.
Do you think we've lost many men, sir?
Yes, I'm afraid so. I can ill afford to lose any. I saw four boats being swept away when we were launched from the Torbay.
It's not easy keeping this dinghy going in the right direction, is it?
Keep your eyes on Captain Heselton's torchlight.
Yes, sir.
I wonder how Captain Laycock's party is getting on aboard the Talisman.
Well, it couldn't be worse than this. Over there, sir. Isn't that Captain Campbell's dinghy? I saw him for a moment as we topped the swell. There, you can see him now.
Yes, you're right. He's coming with us to the hut. Who's with him?
Lieutenant Cook, sir.
Well, the weather's worsening. We'd better get a move on.
We're approaching shore, sir.
This is where we keep our fingers crossed.
Keyes, is that you?
Over here, sir.
Well, at least Colonel Laycock's assured. Oh, I'm relieved to see you all. I began to wonder whether we'd ever get here.
Aye.
Where's Hazelden?
I've gone down to the beach to see if any more men are coming ashore, sir.
Have we lost a lot?
Yes. How many managed to land from the Talisman?
You see us before you, Keyes.
Oh.
Seven of us.
Well, that means only half the original force has made it.
We continue with the operation, sir?
Yes, Captain Campbell. We continue.
Aye.
Now, I'm going to cut down the bridgehead force. I intend staying here in the wadi with a sergeant and two men. And the rest we'll divide between Keyes and Cook.
Yes, sir.
And if the weather improves, it's possible some more men may get ashore from the Talisman tomorrow.
Well, the weather's improving now, sir. At least the sun's shining, which will dry our clothes.
There's a plane coming from the west.
Now, keep down.
Can you see it? It's over there, sir. It's one of theirs.
Aye.
A reconnaissance plane.
Now, whatever you do, don't move. And start praying they don't see us.
Don't stop. Keep going.
It's gone. It didn't see us.
It couldn't have been looking very hard.
You're talking about a time of departure, sir.
Yes. Well, I think you'd better leave at 2000 hours. You'll go that way. I'm afraid it'll be 25 miles of hard going. Intelligence says you'll be following rock-strewn sheep tracks, most of them.
Hey. I think we'd better rest here for a while, Campbell.
Hey, hard going was the understatement of the year. And the rain doesn't help things.
Hey, look, sir, over there.
What?
Arabs.
So they are. Hey. Friendly or not, that's the question.
Well, I imagine we'll soon find out, sir. Well,
they know we're not Germans.
And they're armed. Italian carbines from what I can see.
Well, then they could be the enemy. If only they wouldn't just stand there.
Yes.
Who are you?
Oh, go on. Say something.
No, they don't understand.
Who are you?
My name's Abdel. Who are you?
Their leader speaks English. That's a mighty lucky. We're British.
I can tell that.
Now, won't you join us for a cigarette?
Oh, that's made a move, sir.
He's a strange-looking man. Doesn't look like an Arab.
Yeah, well, at least he's not a German.
You have cigarettes?
Yes, in return for some help, you could have quite a few.
Help? What sort of help?
Well, first of all, show us somewhere to shelter.
There are some caves over there. Come with us and we'll show them to you.
Can you trust him, sir?
I won't tell the Germans I've seen you, if that's what you mean.
We'll follow you. Lead on. You speak English well.
I was educated in Paris. I studied languages at the Sorbonne. You got any food with you?
Oh, some iron rations, but we've not eaten for 36 hours.
Well, there's some goat's meat in the cave.
Oh, meat. Oh, I don't believe it.
Why do you live in the desert, Abdul? Surely, with your education...
That's my affair, Colonel.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to pry.
And since we're asking questions, where are you going?
Well, to the Via Balbia.
You've a long way to go, and when you get there...
Well, I think you'll agree that that's our affair.
Oh, yes. What a smell! Oh, it's enough to knock you out!
It's the goats. This is a shelter for goat herds, particularly when the weather is bad.
Sir, there's something good in that pot.
Goat's meat. Help yourselves.
Well, thank you very much.
Oh. How long do you want to stay here?
For the night, if we may. How long will it take us to get to the road?
You're going to the house at Vera Littoria.
Why do you ask?
I'll show you the way. If we leave first thing in the morning, we can spend tomorrow night in a small wood I know of, near the escarpment beneath the house.
Why are you doing this?
It's an attractive wood, full of wild cyclamen. If I were you, I'd leave most of your party there while you go on a reconnaissance. It's as well to know your way around. There's a young Arab who knows the house well. We'll meet him tomorrow and he can give you details of the layout. Well,
that'll help. If I can draw a map, it'll make things easier for the briefing. Here we are, at the foot of the escarpment. This is the last lap.
How high is it?
Approximately 250 feet. It shouldn't be too difficult to climb. What time do you make it, Campbell?
22:30 hours.
And time for a breather. I want to be outside the house at 23:30.
Hasn't Lieutenant Cook gone?
Yes, he went when we reached the escarpment. He'll meet us back at the bridgehead. I wonder how things are going with Colonel Laycock.
I wonder.
Couldn't think of anything worse than waiting for something to happen. Well, we'd better be going. We'll follow that path. It'll bring us to within a stone's throw of the house. Good luck to you all.
Thank you.
Peugeot 404, manual, automatique, wagon, LDV, the answer to all your motoring problems. Value for money, incredibly reliable, little maintenance, and the running costs are low. More than a sugar-coated pill, the 404 from Peugeot.
Make love to the sun with Revlon's new Bronze Luster Collection, designed especially for sun lovers. Prevent your skin from drying while you tan beautifully with Bronze Luster lotions, creams, and gelées. Free silhouette suntan stickers with every purchase of Bronze Luster by Revlon.
The escarpment's not as bad as I thought it would be.
Mind that boulder. It could slide if we're not careful.
I hope Abdul hasn't gone to the back door to let them know we're here.
Somehow I don't think he has. Strange chap. Yeah. Yeah, we're about up.
Yeah, maybe that.
Just a few more steps and we'll reach the top. There. There's the house. Yeah.
It's dull, isn't it?
It probably looks better by daylight. Come on. We must get to the... A dog, sir. Get down. Could be at the house. Keep in the shadows, Everett.
I do suppose it's heard us.
I don't know, but we're not going to risk it. Wait until it stops, and then...
The door's open. There's a light.
Keep down, all of you.
Mitzi! What's he close? Come, Mitzi.
What's he saying, sir?
Wants to know what the dog's barking at.
I wonder what he'd say if he knew it was us.
Come here, Mitzi. Robert.
I hope Mitzi does as she's told.
The light's gone, the door's closed. He must have gone inside.
Well, do we go on, sir?
I might as well. I don't think he was particularly worried, so obviously he doesn't know we're here. One moment before we go, everyone. You remember the map I drew?
Yes, sir.
The outhouses are over there. Make for them as fast as you can, and we'll use them as a base for the assault.
Right.
How far away are they from the house?
I'd say about 100 yards. Abdul says they're used as garages, so they'll give us some cover.
Right, sir.
Come on, let's get going.
It's so light. He's not got much cover.
Don't worry about that. Just run.
Come on, men. Put your best foot forward.
Come on. Not much further.
Seems like miles.
Keep late nights, these Germans, don't they? There's a light in that upstairs room.
We'll probably make for that in the end.
Let's hope that's the general's bedrooms.
Imagine it. Rommel himself. I can't believe it.
Down, everyone.
What's the matter with that animal? Anyone would think it was seeing soldiers.
That hut. The door locked.
Quiet, everyone. Quiet.
Die Deutsche Patrouille.
No German work, Campbell. He's going inside.
What was all that about? He sounded like an Italian.
Yeah, he was. I told him we were a German patrol.
Come on. We've only a few more yards. Into that doorway.
I mean, it's like running a marathon. Might as well be back at the salt course at Achnacarry.
Here we are. Right, men, get inside.
I thought we'd never get here.
Oh, it's nice to rest the legs, isn't it, sir? What do we do now?
We'd make it 5 minutes to 0 hour. As they've obviously been disturbed, we'd better attack at once.
Right.
Are you with me?
Aye, sir.
Good men. Right. Now, Captain Campbell, Sergeant Terry and I are going to get into the house by way of the side door on the other side of the building.
Right.
I want the rest of you to move round to the front and stay there. Now, under no circumstances are you to move again until one of us gives you the signal. Is that understood?
Aye, yes, sir. That's right.
Good. And good luck to all of you. The door. We'll pray it's unlocked. We must make as little noise as possible.
Right.
I'll try the door. Now. That's it.
Look out, sir! A German!
No, you don't! He's dead. I wonder where the rest are.
It's very quiet. They must have heard us.
Whether they have or not, at any sign of trouble, we'll use Tommy guns and grenades.
Right, sir.
Come on, let's get up the stairs.
There's another German at the top. Look out, I'll get him.
Damn it, he's run back!
Probably to warn the others.
After him!
Which way?
We'll try this door.
There you go.
Stand by. No one there.
The next one. There's a light under it.
Right, there we go. I'll open it. Fire and close it immediately.
Right.
There are at least 10 of them in there.
Rommel?
Don't know.
Hold the door closed. I'll pull the pin from this grenade and...
Right.
That's it. It's out. Open up. I've thrown it inside.
Well done.
Jeffrey.
I think I...
Sergeant, close the door.
We've got him, sir. They're finished.
Aye. It's quiet. Jeffrey, are you all right? Where have they hit him, Sergeant?
In the chest, sir.
Is he alive?
Yes.
Help me carry him outside.
Right.
I'll take this side and you take the other.
Right.
And if anyone tries to stop us, use this revolver.
Doesn't seem as if there's anyone else to worry about now, sir.
Here, Sergeant.
Right, sir.
We'll put him on the grass, and then you can go and fetch the others. That's it.
I can't think of what happened to our chaps, sir.
Well, Colonel Keyes told them to wait, remember?
Yeah, but they must have heard all the firing.
Could be having trouble from that Italian chap we saw. Anyway, I'll wait with the colonel while you go.
It's not necessary, sir.
What do you mean?
He's dead, sir.
Dead?
He must have died as we carried him out of the house.
I suppose you're right. Strange, I thought he'd make it. Well, there's nothing we can do for him. Well, we'd better leave him here and hope the Germans give him a decent burial. Well, let's get moving.
Coming, sir.
Now, as soon as we meet up with the others, we'll get down the escarpment and keep marching until we reach the wadi. Everyone's tired, but we should make it with an occasional brief rest.
If Rommel was in that room, they're going to sound the alarm pretty soon, sir.
Exactly. That's why I want to get out of here.
Well, over there, sir. Huh? Look, there's an outpost.
Sergeant, they've hit me. I can't move. Who's there?
Tom Terry and the assault forces, sir.
Oh, Terry. Welcome back. Oh, it's good to see you. Well, how did things go?
We completed the operation, sir. We believe everyone in the house is dead.
Splendid. Was Rommel there?
We're not sure, sir. We didn't see him.
Where's Colonel Keyes and Captain Campbell?
Colonel Keyes is dead, sir. He was shot during the operation.
I'm sorry. He was one of our finest officers.
Yes, sir.
And Captain Campbell?
He was shot in the leg. We had to leave him behind, sir.
You left him behind? Why?
It was his decision. We wanted to carry him with us, but he wouldn't hear of it. He said we'd never get him down the escarpment, let alone carry him 25 miles without the Germans finding us. Well, we argued with him, sir. We'd have taken that chance. But he ordered us to get back to the wadi as soon as possible. He said he didn't consider losing 9 commandos was worth it.
He's a brave man.
He is indeed, sir. He was comfortable when we left him. I'm pretty sure he'll be in hospital by now.
Well, we'd better get down to the beach. The Torbay should be here shortly to pick us up.
Where's Lieutenant Cook, sir?
I don't know. He should have been here yesterday.
Yes.
But there's been no sign of him or of his men. It's possible he might have misunderstood me and is waiting on the beach.
Hmm.
I think we'll give your men an hour's rest and then go down and see. We've got to get out of here and fast. If the Torbay fails us, well, I'll divide the force up into small parties so that it'll be easier for them to get away.
I see, sir.
They can hide in the hills and try to get back to our lines, or even wait until our forces get here. Whatever they do, it'll be every man for himself. And that wasn't the end of the story, was it, Sergeant?
Oh, no, sir. Oh, I'll never forget the weeks you and I spent wandering about the desert.
I doubt if we'd be here today if it weren't for the tribesmen who befriended us. 41 days before we got back to the British lines at Cyrene.
Yes, the only two to have done so.
You know, Sergeant, considering all the problems that faced us, it was a courageous operation. What a pity Rommel wasn't at Bedellatoria that night.
And yeah, what's more, he never had used the house as a headquarters.
Middle-aged, feel you're aging too quickly? Are odd aches and pains nagging you? Has your memory let you down lately? Can't concentrate on your work either? You need Salusa 45. Salusa 45 improves physical vigor, revives mental alertness, restores sound sleep. Salusa 45 makes you feel and look years younger. Enjoy life again with Salusa 45.
Your mornings are as good as your mattress, and when you sleep on a Sealy Posturepedic, you wake refreshed and ready for the day, thanks to firm, comfortable support. Sealy Posturepedic, the only mattress designed in cooperation with leading orthopedic surgeons. Sealy Posturepedic.
Assault on Rommel was written by Bridget O'Donnell, produced by Rolf Jacobs, and directed by Delphine Lethbridge. Here is another clue in Springbok Radio's Saturday Night Jackpot.
B stands for Ben, but it's also very important in your hunt for tonight's place name. B staan vir Ben, maar hierdie letter is ook baie belangrik en hy soek tog na vanaand se pleknaam.
Darling, we've just got to get another servant. Sophie dropped two of my best plates today.
But Sophie's been with us for years. We can't just tell her to go.
Then it looks like paper plates from now on.
Or a General Electric mobile maid.
Mobile maid? What on earth is that?
The dishwasher made by General Electric. It wheels right up to the table. You just load the dirty dishes in, take it back to the kitchen, connect it with a quick adapter coupling. It gets everything sparkling clean and absolutely dry. And it switches itself off. You just have to start it and walk away.
Thank heavens for General Electric.
The company that always spells it out.
Every Saturday night at 9 o'clock, we bring you a true story that has made headlines in Scoop.